Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Fox Markets Podcast with Justin Wake.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 518. These are the things you need to know before the markets open on the 4th of July, 2016. Okay, overnight markets looking very strong, of course. Later on today, the American markets are closed because it's July the 4th, Independence Day. But Shanghai is up 1.78. Hang Seng up 1.46%. Nikkei up 0.67%. India's Nifty up 0.65%. Commodities, gold looking strong. It was above $1,350 an ounce there. It's now $1,348, but testing lows, last seen at this level in 2014. Silver also looking strong, above $20 an ounce. It's at 20.34, again testing highs, last seen in 2014. Copper, it's heading in the right direction, not quite at highs, but it's at $223 a pound, heading towards resistance at 230. If it breaks 230, we're going in the right direction there. Crude oil is still hovering around the $50. We got at 50 and 33. WTI just below that, 48.95. In the macro news, George Osborne has pledged to slash corporation tax to encourage businesses to invest in the UK following the UK referendum vote. He said he would cut the rate below 15%, which is now 20%. That would give the UK the lowest corporation tax of any major economy. Tory leadership contender Stephen Crabb has pledged to create a £100 billion Growing Britain fund if elected. The money would come from issuing new government bonds. Not much chance of that, though. He's only 40-1, looking at the odds. Favourite, Theresa May, 1-3 on. Second favourite, Andrea Leadsom, 11-4. Michael Gove, 16-1. Stephen Crabb, 40-1. Liam Fox, 66-1. And I think they start the secret ballot tomorrow, where MPs have to start electing every Tuesday and Thursday. They'll elect until they get down to 2 nominees. And by the way, in Australia, no clear winner in the general election, so the Australian dollar's a bit lower. And apparently this may create policy paralysis, which could pose a threat to the country's AAA credit rating. In the micro news, the new chief executive of Rio Tinto, that's Jean-Sébastien Jacques, has warned there is no end in sight to the commodities downturn. He's saying the supply glut will continue to put pressure on prices for mining and company and its rivals. But hang on, we have seen commodity prices bounce a little bit. So what does Jean-Sébastien know, eh? This is interesting. UK house builders are preparing to ask the government for a package of short-term stimulus measures to underpin confidence in the property market. Mm-hmm. Royal Dutch Shell's boss, Ben Van Burden, says they could cut more jobs, even though they've cut 12,500 in last year. He's also considering selling the more mature assets in the North Sea. His shareholders are expected to approve the London Stock Exchange's £21 billion merger with Deutsche Börse today, despite growing fears the deal could be scuppered and blocked by German regulators. Record low gilt yields have sparked fresh concerns over the BT Group's pension shortfall, which apparently is at $12 billion, and this could also threaten its dividend payment. Marks & Spencer is poised to report a new sales slump in clothing line. That always happens. Nothing new there. Always. Whenever have you seen a bullish clothing sales report from Marks & Spencer? Not often. Once stock market darling Gulf Keystone Petroleum, it's not good news for investors. They're haggling over the final details of a rescue deal with creditors, which could see investors wiped out. Three doctors are suing Barclays for £4 million, alleging the bank missold them a complex financial product that ended up costing them millions of pounds. And here's the Sunday tips. Buy shares in B&M European Value Retail. said the Sunday Times inside the City column, as the referendum decision to leave the EU sends the economy into recession. Discounters like B&M should do well. Gym Group shares were a hold for Questa in the Sunday Telegraph, the only fitness chain currently on the London Stock Exchange. Midas in the Mail on Sunday picked out a trio of stocks to ride out the stormy post-Brexit economy, or the seas, the rough seas of the thing. And they've gone for litigation financier Burford Capital, bets chain CVS Group, and clothing retailer Jewels, which has recently floated. Coming up today, figures to look out for. At 9:30, we have the UK Construction PMI Purchasing Managers Index. Now, we're looking for a figure or forecast is 50.5. This is down quite a bit from June, which was 51.2. Remember, anything above 50 is an expansion. Anything below is a contraction. So it would be really bad. Of course, you know, we've seen a lot of house builders coming under fire, the share price after the EU vote. But, you know, is it reflected in the fundamentals? We have quite a few house builders reporting trading updates this week. Persimmon, one of them. And also later on today, I think, Kia Group have a trading announcement. Looking at the opening calls, indications, it's getting worse, actually. When I tuned in earlier on this morning, it was showing about 20 points up the FTSE. Now it's showing around 15 points up. So it's weakening as we get towards the open. Don't forget, my next update is 7:30. I'll be covering RNS announcements. If you know of a good one, or if you see one, or a bad one, or good one, and you're on Twitter, you can help me out here. Just use the hashtag RNSWinner or RNSLoser, and I'll pick up on that, and I'll give it a mention. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.